This is Local Views, first time in March '09. He's already been eulogized far and wide, but I have to add a few words about Paul Harvey. As a lifelong radio junkie, I can't remember when he wasn't part of the national airwaves. The line between reporting and commenting never has been quite as clear as many editors like to believe, but Harvey was a constant reminder that commentary has been with us just as long as news reporting and journalistic ethics have been with us, and he was the paragon of ethical commentary. He was a steadfast conservative through numerous popularity cycles of liberal and conservative ideas in electoral politics, but unlike his modern counterparts, he didn't wear the conservative label like a piece of cheap jewelry. He expressed his views and values through subtle nuance, gentle irony, and by his unique selection of offbeat stories and oblique angles on the major stories. Most of all, he was entertaining without pandering to the audience. Even for those of us who seldom agreed with him, his distinctive delivery always was a pleasure and a comfort. He understood how to be provocative without being confrontational, a trick which eludes the radio voices who currently own the word conservative. So let's talk a little about that conservatism and those radio voices. As the figurehead of the right-wing call-in talk corner of the media, Rush Limbaugh now finds himself in a bit of a pissing match with the White House. Rush went way out on a limb last year by urging his fans to cross over and vote for Clinton in the primaries. Having failed to derail Obama with that tactic, he now appears to be sawing the limb off by uttering and then defending the hope that the president fails to stimulate a turnaround of the economy. As a result, elected officials who like to fly their conservative flag are scrambling to put some serious distance between themselves and Limbaugh. Clearly, Obama's playing Limbaugh like an iPod. Try to imagine Paul Harvey manipulating a block of voters and rooting for governmental failure from behind his microphone. The Republican Party adopted the conservative label as its private domain and then welcomed the Protestant evangelists as part of the package. The Limbaugh Brigade took the opportunity to jump on the bus at the same time. The last stop for that bus is Obamaville. The Republicans are getting off, and the real conservatives would be wise to do the same. Although the Limbaugh gang supported the Bush gang, they aren't really the same people, and neither are really conservative. The neocons, as represented by the Bush administration, were just the corporate outlaws hiding behind the convenient Republican and conservative labels while they cleaned out the safe. The Limbaugh gang consists of the people who were fooled into believing the bandits might share the spoils. And Rush was the rock star who provided the entertainment. Well, it's over. The fans can't afford a ticket anymore. By rooting for economic collapse, Rush is saying, adios, suckers. One of the dominant themes in right-wing talk radio these days is that the bankers aren't to blame for all those bad loans. The fault lies with all the poor suckers who accepted the money. Classic capitalism, buyer beware and all of that. And if you want to stop the bankers from sucking the last greenback out of the poor fools, well, that must be the dreaded evil socialism. That simplistic analysis wasn't true when it was invented, and it's even less true now. The truth that capitalism and socialism never have been polar opposites is coming into focus now, with corporate capitalists operating freely under the protective noses of governments they've always called socialist and communist. When the neocon fires die down, the word conservative may be rehabilitated. Gradually, the money will start moving around again, and as it does, don't be surprised if a new hybrid shows up in the political lexicon. You'll know the economy is coming back when you start hearing about conservative socialists. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary isn't necessarily as truly conservative as KVMR, its management staff, or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com.